connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Robert and Mary with you again for segment five this hour. In a minute, we're going to check in with show friend Eric Giuliani. You may recall he was on the program last year with us on March 14th and then again on August 6th, discussing his travels around the world without using any aircraft. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
It is. Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers because it lasts. For over two decades now, they've taken pride in their design, innovation, and durability in crafting the highest quality luggage for experienced travelers. Travel Pro has transformed travel since they created the Rollaboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
So if you're in the market for new luggage, perhaps you might have a high school or college grad coming soon, get the luggage that Mary, Rudy, and I carry and get yourself some Travel Pro luggage. You'll find Travel Pro at Macy's, Kohl's, eBags.com, most locally owned luggage stores, and elsewhere. Check out TravelPro.com for all their retailers nearest you, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
So as Robert just mentioned, today's our third check-in with Eric Giuliani, and we've certainly enjoyed his story. He left a great job in Miami to travel the world without using aircraft, and he's basically used every other mode of transportation you can think of. Since we last spoke to him, he's completed a road trip through the U.S. and Canada and made his way to South America and Antarctica. Today we find him in Brazil.
How are you, Eric? Nice to welcome you back to the show with us today. What number day is this on your trip?
Thanks, guys. It's an honor to be back. And I had just passed the 2.5 year mark, so I think today is day 958.
Wow. God bless again. But all right, so as Mary, she just detailed, since we last spoke, you've certainly covered a lot of North and South America. We want to know how it's going and how much longer do you have on the journey?
Yeah, everything's been great. I got across the United States, and I made it all the way from California down to Florida. And from Florida, I took a cruise, which took me back through the Panama Canal and dropped me off in Chile. And then I was kind of wandering around through South America for a little while, and I was able to get to Antarctica. And now I'm actually all the way up in southern Brazil. So the past 6 months or so has been kind of a blur as I've, you know, crossed North and South America. And I would say I probably got about another 4 months or so of traveling left in me. And then that will complete the around-the-world overland journey.
So, Eric, our oldest son has been pushing us for years to go to Antarctica, and we haven't taken the bite yet. It's a long way to go. Is it worth it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you asked me. It is honestly my favorite place, and I preface this by saying I hate cold weather, and it overrode all my dislike for cold weather. I lived in Miami before I started traveling, so
Right. Obviously
I can back it up that I hate cold weather, but Antarctica was hands down my favorite place in the world. There's nothing like it. I can't even really put it into words. It's kind of, once you get there, you just enter this bubble, and there's no Wi-Fi, and it's just the people on the ship with you, and it's a small ship and a small group, and it's people that are passionate about traveling and wanting to go and explore Antarctica. And I was really fortunate to have an awesome group of people on the ship with me. I was also really fortunate to be working for the ship. I made a film. And I also did photos for a travel company called Antarply Expedition. So I was able to kind of go on the ship and barter my way onto the ship.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be awesome.
On that note with your photos, we've put them up on social media so listeners can see that on our Facebook page. You sent us some absolutely stunning photos. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, Eric,
picture-perfect weather, too, which you wouldn't expect when you go to Antarctica. It was incredible. It was sunny days, and you could see for miles. It was
awesome. I definitely see us at some point. I know, like Mary said, our son's been pushing us. All right, so over the 2.5 years, I mean, as you can kind of see that three-year window out there that you've been doing this, you know, I'm curious if you've ever had a quiet moment, wherever you may be, you know, personal moment where you've said to yourself, damn, I wish I knew this or that before I started, as it would have made things so much easier.
You know, I think that's part of the fun, not knowing what's about to happen. I'm just working on a story, which is I bought a car in Palm Springs because my goal was to drive it across the country and then sell it once I got to Florida.
Okay.
And the car exploded on the highway 30 miles outside of the dealership. And I'm riding today, and I'm thinking, man, if I only knew then that that car was going to explode 30 miles after I purchased it, I obviously wouldn't have bought it. But then also, that takes away all of the fun. I mean, there's so much enjoyment in the uncertainty and not knowing what's going to happen or what's around the next corner. And making mistakes like buying a car can lead to, that explodes on the highway can lead to this incredible moment. So I definitely wouldn't go back and change anything, and I wouldn't want to have known any more than I already know going into this. And that's been so much of the fun because I came from a really routine corporate world. And this is just so much different and so much more exciting.
Quick question for you before we wrap here. We have about 40 seconds left. As you start to head towards the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, having completely changed your life over the past 2.5 years, do you miss your old life and do you think you'll ever get back to it?
No, I definitely don't. I mean, I'm just loving and really hitting my stride right now with everything that I'm doing, and I'm really present and really enjoying everything so much that I could never imagine having to kind of go back and work for somebody else. Mm. So the goal is to kind of continue doing this, but maybe slow down a little bit and let myself take some flights here and there.
Right.
But hopefully I can kind of continue to do my own thing and freelance and hopefully turn all of the stories that I'm writing on my website, hopefully into a book one day and be able to share those stories.
Listen, it's made for that. And Eric, it's always great catching up with you. Best of luck as you finish strong. We're going to definitely look forward to having you back to hear everything. Folks, you can find out more about Eric, his blog, his story. All of that is on his website. It's TravelTall.com. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Always great to catch up with Eric. Always great. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. For those stations leaving us, we're sorry to see you go. But after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I, we're going to get to some more travel news to kick off hour two. And then there'll be a whole other hour of all travel, all the time, straight ahead.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.